And now, the Clueless Streamer presents a Clueless Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our Clueless Podcast. I'm your host with the grumpy one over here.
Why do I get to be the grumpy one? You're just as grumpy as I am.
Bullshit. If you look back at all our older episodes, I'm the slap happy one. I just have fury and passion.
The older episodes, you were drunk.
Only for like five of them. Okay, guys, welcome back again. We are here to bring you another episode of just, you know, bullshitting, talking about gaming lives, and a little bit of reporting on some shit that we've heard about in the PC gaming realm for this episode.
Yeah, and, you know, we like to start off every episode with a little nonsensical bullshitting. So, with that, keeping up with our pattern that we do, we're gonna go with our what's been happening in our quote unquote gaming lives for the past week since you guys have last heard us on the airwaves, and I can sum up my entire week with I ain't done jack shit. I have not played video games in 2 weeks, and I'm kind of kicking myself in the ass, mainly because as most of you would should know that The Office has left Netflix, and because of that, I literally have no idea what to do with myself now. If I'm not just sitting in my chair staring at a blank TV, or watching complete random stuff that I'm even half-assed watching, like, just kind of barely looking at, and then spinning back around to look on my phone, I don't know what to do. The Office is gone. Zeno, help me.
I want to. I really do. But, like, I've been obsessed with Odyssey for the past week, like I've been for the past month. So, I mean, I don't know what you want from me.
Give me The Office back, damn it!
I mean, I'll buy you the set on Vudu.
Okay.
I don't have that much money.
Oh, damn it! Cock tease.
So, I know. So yeah, he literally said right before we started recording and everything that he was literally going to sit here and rant and rave and cry about it.
I really can't put it into any better words. Like, I have no idea what to do with myself now. Like, I've pretty much not watched anything but The Office for the past 2 years straight.
I mean, I kind of agree with you. It does kind of suck that they took it off Netflix. It's like, so many people watched it on Netflix. So many people.
I mean, it was regularly in the top 10 most watched thing on Netflix.
Yeah, it really was. Like, it was constantly watched. Like, I watched it all the time. It was my background go-to noise. I don't know. It is what it is. It sucks, but yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, because the Samsung TVs don't even have the Peacock app either that you can download for it.
Really? Samsung's not?
No.
Fucking Samsung.
Yeah, they don't have that, so I can't even
Fuck
download...
Fuck you, Samsung.
Why'd you raise your phone up to that? You have a microphone on.
Because it's a Samsung phone.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm saying, fuck you, Samsung.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a Galaxy Note 10 Plus.
Okay. I get it now. I stupid.
Yes, I paid for the extra inch. Actually, my wife did, but you know. Anyway. So yeah, that's pretty much what you've been doing. Just like, chilling, not really. You've been PB&J-less.
No, I've been eating a lot of PB&J.
Pam Beasley and Jim Halpertless.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I have been.
Can we just talk about for a moment that I've seen, like, in, like, the Facebook groups of that show, that there's been a lot of hate brewing for Pam Beasley for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
She's so sweet.
Like, everybody's saying that she's, like, such a, like, selfish, annoying, just outright, like, you know, the naggy mom of the show. And I'm like, that's fucking Angela.
Yeah. The only time that she was, like, remotely like that was with the microwave being dirty.
Yeah, and also, like,
and that's people, and that was she had was valid reasoning on that. Well, the way she went about it wasn't so great, but
well, a lot of people want to point to the whole like the whole Philadelphia gym thing. You didn't let him have his dream. That's his dream job. You could have been supportive. You should. We well, also remember she's
they were at, both at fault there.
Exactly. He left her with two fucking kids. I mean, yeah, she, it was his dream job and whatnot. But like,
well, not
she
that.
Also gave up her dream of, you know. You remember going to the art school?
Yeah, she gave up her because you would have to repeat the entire semester.
Yeah.
But she chose to go be with Jim instead. But no, like Jim also went behind her back.
Yep.
To take this job, and then when they talked about investing, said that they would invest some, and then Jim just
yep.
threw their entire $10,000 savings.
That was her literal quote. Was we said some. And he's like, well, I had to throw up the money because everybody else was investing left and right.
But no, they weren't.
Yeah. I know for a fact, being married, my wife would fucking kill me if I invested our savings, especially if we had kids.
Yeah.
Jess would probably shoot you.
No. See, she wouldn't shoot me. She would shoot off each individual toe.
Pew, pew, pew. Okay, could you please stop? Pew, pew, pew.
And then string me up by my fingers. And then proceed to skin me alive. My okay, little disclosure: my wife is not a sadist, but going behind your significant other's back like that is a huge no-no.
We're not gonna miss sadism like this, Dad. What does sadism mean? Ask your mother.
Oh.
Dragon Ball Z abridged,
yes.
Everybody.
Yes, there always has to be at least one of those per episode.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I will say, like, I didn't really love Pam when she was with Roy.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could see that she would get jealous of Jim doing stuff.
Yeah.
But then turn around and be a complete bitch to him and go right to Roy.
Yep.
So, eh. But I do think The Office did peak at season 4.
Four through 7, in my opinion, was the, like, pinnacle of The Office.
4 was when Jim and Pam got married. The end of season 4.
Was it the end of 4?
Yeah, it was the end of season 4, because it was the end of season 3 that they hooked up. Because that's when Jim and Karen split up, and he came back.
Are you sure it was the end of season 4? Because I thought it was, like, halfway into 5 is when he became the manager, and they got married after he became manager, wasn't it?
No, he was already manager when they got married.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, no, it was the end of season 4 that they got married. The end of season 3 is when they hooked up.
Yeah,
it was the end of season. So yeah, it's the end of season 4. Like, that was like the best part of it. Although
I agree, their wedding was a fantastic episode.
I cry every time.
It's such a good episode.
And I give Jess those googly eyes.
It's such a good 2 episode. And, like, I know a lot of people want to argue, like, they didn't have the best wedding of the series. They hands down did. It was better than Dwight's, and it was better than Phyllis's.
Yeah. Well, Phyllis's was literally just Pam's original wedding.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, it don't matter how beautiful it was, just the premise behind it, just, like, really?
Yeah.
Really? But I did, like, Dwight's wedding was a perfect way to close out the show, though. I mean, it's... bringing back Michael, just even though he only had just a few words.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Yeah. And then his little monologue about the kid, all his kids growing up and marrying each other.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like, my kids all grew up and they married each other. It's every parent's dream.
Yeah.
Oh, that show was so good. Maybe we should just live stream us watching the show.
We could, but what Jim had planned for Dwight's bachelor party is kind of where my bar is set there, buddy.
There is no way I'm getting a fucking bazooka.
No, it doesn't have to be, like...
Besides, that's not on me, that's on your best man.
I know.
Spoiler alert, I'm not the best fucking man.
He's got tenure.
Fuck his tenure.
22 years, man. We've been best friends for 22 years.
I was 3!
So? Me and him have been best friends since I was 5.
It's okay. It's all good. It's okay. I have you on the podcast. That's all that matters.
See, there you go. You still get a little slice of shadow.
Oh, my gosh.
You get your weekly dosage.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So, where are you at in your gaming life?
I've been playing a lot of Odyssey because... I want to get into Valhalla, but I I really don't want to play it until after I beat Nazi, so I've been playing that still lately. I'm about 65 hours into the game. Fucking loving it. I tried Phasmophobia. My buddy's like, oh, it's terrifying. You gotta play this game with me. All you do is hunt ghosts. He asked me to piss off the ghosts, and I started singing fucking sea shanties. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Yeah, I just kept singing those. He's like, I really fucking hate you. You're gonna be like the dumb blonde in the movie. He just sits there and does dumb shit and stays alive until, like, right at the pinnacle of, like, when they want to kill her off, and then you just don't die because you're you. I mean, who fucking cares? You're the dumb blonde. I felt really insulted.
I don't even know how to react to that. I still have yet to actually play it. Like, I bought it for...
It's fun.
I bought it for my wife, but her computer can't run it. So, if we get the third round of stimulus checks, I'm going to build her a computer so she can actually play it.
Which I'm going to be in there with you, and I think we should record it.
Yeah, and then we are going to go with a... I talked to her about... She wants a full pink setup type. So, we'll get the pink line of the Razer peripherals, too.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Ooh, we should get a pink back plate for the card.
I know the perfect one.
Yes.
I know the perfect one.
Yes. So much yes.
Yeah, I know she's really excited to have the pink Razer Kraken headset with the cat ears on them.
I almost bought the green Razer Kraken headset yesterday.
Yeah.
Almost did. My wife told me no.
Damn.
I'm happily married, I promise.
I mean, I don't even use a gaming headset for mine. I use my headphones.
Yeah. Well, I can't really complain too much because she did allow me to make a pretty substantial purchase on Wednesday.
Oh yeah. What would that purchase be?
You coy son of a bitch. Since you dragged it out of me, I guess.
Yeah. Because I know you're just dying to keep this a secret.
So, basically what I did was I took a couple vacation days, and I went there Wednesday with the intentions of if there was a new graphics card, whether it was a 3060 Ti or a 3070, or hell, even a 6800, I would have settled for an AMD card. I was going to get one. Spoiler alert, I got one. There were 6 3070s at the store that I went to, and I was the third to last person to get a 3070. $800. With the protection pan. So the cards did go up in price, which we're going to talk about that later on. So I paid about $690 in total for the card, and I got a 2-year replacement plan because why the fuck not? So that is...
I mean, graphics card, it's basically one of the most vital parts for your rig.
Yeah.
And if... there's been stories, like, even with my old cards, the 1080 Ti's, specifically the EVGA, the FTW3 1080 Ti's, some people were having problems, like, they would just burn out after 6 months.
Yeah.
So having a 2-year protection plan.
Exactly.
With how scarce these cards are.
And how new they are.
And the quality of the cards, that just guarantees that you will get a replacement.
So the card that I got for those who are... you know, PC enthusiast was, I got the Asus KO 3070. It is RGB, and it is a thickums.
A thickums. I mean,
thick with damn. PCs.
Damn, boy. I said, damn, boy.
He's thick.
That is a thick-ass boy. Damn.
To quote my cat, it is a Dova card.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, by the way, if you guys didn't pick up on that. Yes, he named his cat
Dovahkiin.
No, it's Dova Kitty.
No, it's Dovahkiin.
It's Dragon Cat. But really, it should be Fat Cat.
He's so fucking fat. Oh my god.
This cat is so fucking fat, it has a food stain goatee.
He's so fucking fat. But he's like the sweetest, nicest cat you'll ever meet in your life.
I can't even say it's a goatee. It's more like a soul patch. He has a food stain, perfect soul. It's exactly like my soul patch.
He does. But back to the topic at hand. Yes, I upgraded from my 2060 KO EVGA card to a 3070, and I gotta say the performance boost is definitely worth the price that I paid, because every game that I've gotten, I'm getting an additional 30-ish, 40 frames. I'm playing Cold War max settings with max ray tracing, about 100-ish, 105 FPS. Absolutely worth the money of the card that I spent, and I fucking love it. So, yeah, that was my little purchase that I made. Oh, and I also bought Diablo 2.
Oh, you bought D2?
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Diablo, like, I own Diablo 3 on Battle.net, but I've really been thinking about breaking out my PS4 and playing D3 again on that, because I prefer playing it on a console than I do on moving with the sticks.
Just plug your controller in.
It doesn't work that way. It's completely different.
Oh, fuck that then.
Yeah, you have to. It's one of those games where you have to click, and that's where you move to.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I prefer actually moving with the stick, because I mean the whole inventory is completely different too than it was on the PS4. So it's just, I kind of want to go back and do that.
Diablo 3 was a good game. Super excited for Diablo 4.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But, I did buy that. I played about half an hour of it just to see it, because I've always wanted to play Diablo 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, I heard that 2 was the best out of all of them.
It looks really good. Like just the absolute, like, art style of it looks fantastic. But, I've been playing a lot of different games on the 3070. Fucking loving the thickums that it is. I had to completely rearrange my cable management just to fit that bitch in there.
Yeah, versus my 3060 Ti, it's literally two-thirds the size of my 1080 Ti.
It's not the size that counts.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I went down in size versus you. Got for lack of a better term, your graphics card got a hard-on.
It did. Yeah, trust me, I got one too.
I ain't lying.
Yeah. Well, not right here, not right now. We're in a park. Well, we're at a lake. Woods. Anyway.
Woods.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to the past week. I spent my second vacation day that I took just literally fiddling around with it, playing with it. It was like I was 12 again. You know, locked myself in my room, just played with it all day long.
All right, that comment caught me completely off guard. I just turned my head just to look out the window, and then just like, wait a minute, did I hear that correctly?
What's even worse is I told my boss that too. And he just kind of looked at me like...
Now see, if I told that to my boss, it'd be a little bit different story. That's my cousin. Yours is a complete fucking stranger.
Yes. Well, I've been there almost 2 years, so he's not a complete stranger.
Yeah, he still kind of is.
I don't know him personally outside of work yet.
Yeah, so... He's only got your, he only had your work life ingrained in his head. My cousin knows what I'm about when I go home.
It's like it was like I was 12 years old again. I locked myself in my room and I played it with it all day. He just goes,
the same reaction I had.
Yeah. He just looked at me like, I'm just gonna ignore you said that because there's work to do.
Yeah, just get back to work. Get.
Go. Oh shit.
Wow. I think we've hit our limit for dick references in the first episode, and we're only 18 minutes in.
There's a limit for dick references?
Yes, there's such thing as having too much dicks.
I don't know about you, but like I don't think there's a limit to too much dick.
Yeah.
No.
There is.
There really isn't.
I'm not going to say look it up because I don't want to ruin your phone. Nor do I want the image of that actually in my head. So we're just gonna slide right past that one. I don't know where we can go from here. Now I think we need to take a little bit of a break. Get our minds out.
He's
of
the he's winded from all the dick.
I got phallic on the brain.
Oh my gosh. All right, so yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break. Go get yourself something to drink, go to the bathroom break or whatever. We'll be right back with our actual topics that we've got into talk about.
Yep, but until then, a word from our sponsor.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys, we are back to finally get back into our real topics. You've heard us, it's about our random bullshit that we do every episode. I went and alleviated my bladder pressure.
No children were harmed in the relieving of his bladder?
No, there weren't. I mean, I don't know why there would be, but okay. Releasing the floodgates, I guess.
I'm just saying public flashing or public indecency?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean... Maybe a deer in the woods kind of took got to...
The fish over in the pond.
Yeah, they got a little starstruck. I'm like, wow.
They probably thought it was a mealworm.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're going to get back into the things. So we're going to touch on how we made the transition from console to PC players.
We're really hoping, like, if anybody's out there who's wanting to make the switch into PC gaming or just general get into PC gaming, whether from console or nothing, this is going to be our experiences.
And, right, because yeah. we came from two opposite ends of the spectrum going into PC gaming.
Yeah.
Like, Zeno over here, he dove head first into it, versus mine was a very slow, gradual change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just went face first.
Yeah, exactly. So, Zeno, I'm going to let you take the reins, and you tell us how you got to become one with the PC Master Race.
Okay, so my experiences start probably when I was about 5, I would say. The first ever gaming I've ever had was the family desktop that we had. My dad would get these fun as hell strategy games like the Age of Empires or a game called Empire Earth or the Total War series, and I would play the hell out of those, and I thought that they were the most fun games ever. Like, they were just the pinnacle of gaming to me at the age of like 5 to 10. But one of my friends that I was really good friends with at the age of like 7 or 8, he had a PlayStation 2, and I begged my parents for Christmas to give me a PS2 because I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to join the PlayStation 2 crowd. You know, I really wanted a gaming console. So they did that, and I hadn't really touched anything computer related other than strategy games until I was about 12, when I jumped into RuneScape. And then while also being on console, on not the same exact family desktop, but the family desktop, I played RuneScape up until probably I was like 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. Stopped playing it then. And about the time I was 18 or 19, I had kind of slowly started to wanting to get back into PC gaming. I had had my PlayStation 2, then an Xbox 360. I also had a GameCube, a Nintendo Wii, Game Boys galore, DS and stuff like that. But like, I was really just, PC gaming wasn't a thought in my mind until I got into talking about like specifics and whatnot with my friend who was going to be nameless. But him and I used to have heated debates about which was better, PC or console. And he had been strictly PC his entire life. He had had a console here or there, but for the most part, he was strictly PC. He built his own computer when he was a kid. So I started talking to him and, you know, figuring out what I really wanted out of gaming. And that's when I made the decision when I was 18, like, hey, I really want a PC, a gaming PC. I had not had the money put together to build a PC for another 7 years. I was originally going to do Xbox One for the next console generation, but then I got a good deal from my sister who was selling her ex-boyfriend's PlayStation 4 Destiny Special Edition. GameStop offered her $200 for it because she bought it for him. But she was pissed that she paid like $450 for all of it. Like all the games and the console itself. And I offered her $300. I'm like, hey, yeah, if you want to give yourself a little bit more money, I'll give you $300. And that was my console
for a while. Hang on. So she was pissed that she was only going to get $200 out of it? I mean, that's, for GameStop, that's a good trade-in.
Yeah, but she paid like $450 for it.
Yeah, but I mean, you also got to think of used.
I understand, but you also got to remember she's not a gamer.
It just doesn't just stand from just gaming, but that's all facets. If it's used, like take a car. Second you leave a lot, it drops down 50% value.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware. I agree, but people on the concept of, if they pay for something, they want to get as much money back as possible, and that's not really in the realm of 50%. Anyway, I was able to swoop up the good deal. So then I had my PlayStation 4 for a while. I always still really wanted a gaming PC, and I had saved up money countless times to start building a computer, but something happened. Like, I was going to build a computer like the second year me and my wife were dating, but like shit happened, and I had to use my money that I saved up to like get her new tires and shit like that. So I didn't end up building a computer until September of last year. Finally, got the money together, went to the store that I got my 3070 from, very helpful staff. Absolutely love that going there. Every single time I go there is a great experience, whether I buy something or not. They grabbed me all the parts. I pretty much knew what I was looking for, but they just got everything together. And we paid for them, brought them home. Me and my wife put it together. She helped a lot because she loves puzzles and like putting things together. So she helped me a lot with like the cable management and whatnot. Stayed up until 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had to work the next day, be up at 5, figuring and tinkering and playing around with it. And every single day for about 3 months, I was on that computer trying my best to get my handle on mouse and keyboard, Skyrim, Doom, Call of Duty Warzone, every game that I could get on my computer, even if I had it on my PlayStation or my Switch. I played it. Like, I wanted everything on PC. Yeah, I was absolutely blown away by how much better everything looked than my PlayStation 4 Pro was. And I gotta say, like, I went full head first, just dived right into PC gaming. And I honestly, 100% me being honest, I cannot go back. Like, even playing with a controller on my computer, it's still uncomfortable to me. I was playing Splatoon 2 on my Switch with my wife last night, and it was just so uncomfortable to me. Like, I love everything about being on PC. Hmm. So, yeah.
All right, I'm like, you know, I kind of have to agree with you. Like, I don't foresee myself ever going back, and even though I was, like, a really slow transition into PC gaming, because, you know, I bought my computer. Let me throw that out. I bought it. I picked out all the parts.
Yeah, you went through one of those pre-built.
But I went. I went through one of those pre-built. One of the most like recognizable one too. That goes through with. I'm not gonna name it out there, but it's one of the most recognizable pre-built places. And yeah, I picked out all the parts on there instead of just actually taking the ones that they build. Went and customized it, but they assembled it for me.
Your computer was actually the huge catalyst of me finally saying, you know what, this is going to be a goal for me. I 100% wanted to build a computer, because remember when you and I were roommates, you would be down there playing on it, and then I would, whenever you were home, I would be down there, you know, fucking around on it, playing on it, and that really made me just 100% like, yes, I want to build a computer.
Well, that, and I just didn't, even when I bought it, I spent a lucrative amount of money, which I really didn't need to, but I had... Well, in all reality, I really didn't need to spend the amount of money that I did. But I had no clue about that. Like, the only reason, like, I really wanted to build a gaming PC was because I wanted to get into streaming. Like, it had nothing to do with, like, the PC community, like, all the different, all the customization options, the different options for gaming. Yes, there's still exclusives that on there that you can't get on the other consoles. Just all around, so much more variety that you can do with a PC. It had nothing to do with that. It literally was just because I wanted to get into streaming, and I got my pre-built in early 2018. Let's see, when did I get back to the United States? April, May. So I got it, I think, May of 2018. And I got it. I played around with it for a couple weeks, and then I would revert back to my PlayStation 4. I would, because all my friends were playing on there, so my PC would start to gather dust outside of me doing a couple videos here and there. But I would just go back to my PS4, and I would constantly do that. And then there was times where my PC would sit for months on end, not even getting turned on. I don't know why I couldn't bite my teeth, but then something clicked earlier in last year, like midway through last year, 2020. Something just clicked. I got...
I remember about 3 months before I was like fully set on building, you started talking about your PC constantly, because you were like talking about me with all the parts that I was putting together and parts lists and stuff like that. So yeah, you that's when you like fully was like, oh yeah, I'm a PC gamer now.
Yeah, we got that first round stimulus, and I got a Valve Index, and I started using that pretty regularly, like playing games and using that as like my workout way with cardio and stuff, doing Beat Saber pistol grip.
I want pistol saber.
Yeah, it's super fun.
It is.
But. And then I just kind of, I don't know, I started acquiring more games. And then I just, more and more, my PlayStation just started collecting more dust. And I found myself not really caring too much about playing games with my friends on my PlayStation instead of really diving into those single player games on there, on my PC, and really actually putting forth time to go and explore and learn more lore and stuff like that. I don't know if it was because I could get more power out of my PC that I could see more finite details, that I was going and actually looking at stuff. Because even at now, it'll be almost 3 years old with a really only two major upgrade parts, and this the CPU really isn't even that big of an upgrade. But I mean, my 3060 Ti is an upgrade, but it's not that major an upgrade.
No.
But even then, like, with all the stuff, other stuff on there, when I bought it, it was a fucking massive beast, and I still didn't appreciate it for what it was. I don't know.
I mean, 1080 Ti's are still good cards.
Oh, they're phenomenal cards.
Yeah, they're still considered to be good cards.
I think the 1080 Ti's are held as the benchmark for cards.
They're great cards. But no, I was considered picking out a 1080 Ti for my first graphic card, but I went with a 2060 KM because that was probably one of the best cards that the store that I went to had at the time.
And the longer time goes on, the harder graphics cards are harder to get hold of.
Oh yeah, especially now with the whole Rona happening.
Yeah, well, you have to think that more people are playing games.
Yeah, more people are specifically going to PC playing games.
Well, people are staying inside more. They can actually look and do more research now instead of just going on the whims of their buddies. They can actually sit down there. They can look at all the stuff. Not saying that they do, but they can.
Which is what's cracking me up. Like, not to get into the whole like console war or anything, but like, with as good as the new consoles are, like, with as hard as they are to find, like, I keep seeing more and more console people going to PC just because there's such a shortage of the new consoles. And I mean, like, I don't hear anybody complaining about the performance or anything of their PC that they're building. Even people that are building, like, $500 or $600 computers.
Which are
still good starts.
Yeah, those are still good starts. Like, I would put a $500 computer up against a fucking PlayStation 4 Pro any day.
Yeah, I think they're better.
Oh, no, I'm saying I would put... Take up someone who's die-hard PlayStation 4 Pro and put a fucking $500 computer up against them and show, like, look, this is going to kick your ass.
Yeah. They're obviously not going to kick the PlayStation 5's ass, but still, like, it's still a great start into PC game.
And depending on the route you go with your parts, even a $500 computer can compete with the PlayStation 5.
I would prefer, the $500 computer over the PlayStation 5, but that's simply because, you know,
PC gamer. But I'm saying it can compete with it. It's not going to blow it out of the fucking water.
No.
But
not at all.
It can. And that's another problem with why I was so hesitant to really switch over, was because, you know, you got nobody, all my friends, because at that time all my friends were just strictly on PS4. Even the ones that did have PCs, we really didn't play together because they were pretty hell bent on staying on console.
Yeah,
because
that fanboyism.
The fanboyism, and then my other friends that didn't have a PC. They were so against PC with the old stigma of, I don't want to spend $3,000 to get a computer that's slightly better than my PlayStation, which is a complete fucking lie.
$1,100 on my computer when I built it back in September, and it blew my PlayStation 4 out of the water.
I'd even before you put your 3070 in, I would put it up against a PS5.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I would. Yeah, 100%. I think the my computer is probably, before I put my 3070 into it with the 2060 KO, I would say it's a bit more powerful than the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. I don't care what anybody says. There is no fucking way either of those consoles are as powerful as the 2080 Ti. No fucking way.
No, but I spent way too much money. I think when I first picked out all the parts, I spent $6,000. Yeah. When I picked out all the parts, I had spent $6,000 on my computer. Over its lifetime, I think I have $10,000 in it when you factor in all the other peripherals, the keyboard.
Mine's about 2300.
Yeah, because the Valve Index headset, that itself is $1,000.
Yeah.
So there's up to seven. I've had to replace my power supply unit, which there was $500 right there. I got a faulty one when it came in. Yeah, and I had to replace my power supply. There was $500 right there. I had to replace my hard drive and my solid state. They got fried, so there's another $500. So now we're up to $8,000. Not to mention I got at this point two new monitors. So there's another for like $500 right there. I got a new keyboard. That was the keyboard was another like $200. I got a new mouse. That was another $100.
Really not helping with the Sigma overpriced PC gaming.
None of this stuff is necessary for them to be better.
I know. For like me, like I said, when I very first bought my computer, I probably spent $1,300, and it was a perfectly fine gaming experience.
See, and that's what I'm saying is like that you don't need to buy all these stuff for you to have a better than a console. You don't have to go my route at all. No. I'm just a bougie bitch.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, my $1,300 in total that I spent on my computer, including the monitor, the keyboard, the mouse, everything that went inside the computer, that blew my PlayStation 4 and I guarantee you the Xbox One X out of the fucking water.
Like, the price that you paid for your computer, I would put yours right up against mine.
Yeah.
Now that you got that 3070 in there, I would put ours side by side.
Yeah. I would say mine's a little bit more powerful because of the 3070.
Well, the thing is with the... I don't know what kind of processor you have is why I would say that.
Yours is an 8-core, right?
Mine's a 8-core i9 at 5.6 gigahertz.
Okay, yeah, your processor is a little bit more powerful, but once you get past 4 cores, more cores doesn't really help that much with gaming.
Yeah,
because you can game perfectly fine on 4 cores. 6 cores is like that sweet spot of gaming. But once you get past that, it really doesn't boost that much. In terms of pure graphical power, just because of the 3070, I would
put
mine a little bit more. But everything else, yours definitely beats mine. Because you have more RAM, you have the better processor, you have a better power supply.
I think my RAM is also faster, too.
What's the speed?
I don't know. I would have to
mine's 3200.
I think mine might be 36.
Yeah.
I think mine might be 36. I have to go home and look, but they're the LPX Corsair Vengeance ones.
Ah, yes, Corsair. But yeah, that's what we were trying to say right now is, like, you really don't need to go the $3,000 route of a PC, or you'll have to upgrade in 3 years. That's not the case at all. Hell, 4 or 5 year old cards are still playing modern AAA games.
Right, and like we were saying last week, I think we alluded to saying, I can't remember exactly, but like when you try to throw up that argument, oh, I can just buy a $500 console, and it's gonna be like, well, no. With these consoles, if you're actually gonna try to get close to the performance that they're able to put out, you're gonna spend a couple $1,000 just on the TV.
Yeah.
Just to be able to get the performance that they can put out.
Yeah, because if not, then you're gonna stay straight up at 60 FPS.
And even then, you're not even gonna get true 4K.
No, you're not.
So
you're getting dynamic 4K, which is nowhere near true 4K, which is why I hate companies saying, well, our games are 4K, blah, 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 blah.
Matter of fact, I will look it up right now. I think I found the cheapest TV with an HDMI 2.1, which is what is required to get the full stuff out of your PS5 and your Xbox.
Even with Series that, X. You're still not getting native 4K. You're getting dynamic 4K.
Right, but just to able to use it, the cheapest one... I'm going to look it up because I had it before, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
So give me 1 second. Cheapest HDMI 2.1 TV right now is on sale at Best Buy, and it's a Sony on sale for $520.
There you go, right there with the console alone, with the TV, boom, you're already at $1,000.
Yeah, actually. No, hang on. Let me just double click because I think I just saw one for $300.
So there you're at $800.
That's again. Let's say, there's a Vizio one for $300.
Is it 120 hertz?
I think all HDMI 2.1s are 120 hertz.
Okay, so there you go, $800-$900. That's a great start for a decent PC.
Which, if you factor in a monitor into that, you're still going to be paying roughly the same amount of money.
Yeah.
to have one that's comparable.
Which I think the whole, like, peripheral price point for a computer is a fucking stupid argument, because you still need a couch, a TV, you know, all that to be able to play with a console. So why exclude those when you're putting in a monitor and a mouse and keyboard and stuff like that? That's just a stupid addition to the argument.
Oh, guess what? I lied. So this Vizio with HDMI 2.1 is only 60 hertz.
Boom. You're not getting the full 120 frames.
No, you're not. So it goes more back towards our argument.
And another thing, they say up to 120 frames, which does not mean you're getting a consistent 120 frames per second while playing the game on these consoles.
Right, because there's no game that's been developed right now for the consoles that even do that.
They're claiming Call of Duty can, but I guarantee you if you benchmark them, they're not getting past 60.
You mean 60. Cold War?
Yeah. I guarantee you you're not getting past 60 consistent FPS.
I mean, even on our computers that we're getting 90 plus, with both of our cards getting over 90 regularly.
Yeah.
They are, the game itself was not optimized for this new technology.
Well, you also got to remember, they're probably not playing anywhere near high settings. They're at best playing medium settings.
For a PC, yeah, medium.
Yeah.
Because at least on the PS4 and Xbox One side, there was no different changing of the setting levels.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really you could do about it. Versus PC, you have all these different types of customization options for your visuals.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, that's another thing. Come on, people. Games on PC, you have so much more options to enhance your graphical power, even on the low-end spectrum.
Yep.
So to take our ginger friend here. He was trying to play at 4K on his computer and was getting 20 to 30 frames.
On Doom 2016.
Dropping it down to 1080 at max settings.
He straight up is the one that is very adamant on playing 4K just simply because he's got a 4K TV with 120 frames or 120 hertz. So he could, if getting these new consoles, he could probably try to get the most out of them. But with his computer, which we're going to boost the shit out of here soon.
Oh, yeah.
He tried getting it at the 4K on Doom 2016 to see how it played. He set it to 4K, and he said it looked god-awful playing it at 4K 30 frames per second. So he dropped it down to 1080p, and he started getting 90 to 100 frames. He goes, okay, this looks so much better.
Exactly. People don't realize that. Like, it's mostly those blind fanboys.
Yep.
That they don't get, it's so hard to get through their head that frame rates look way better than resolution.
Oh, yeah. Like, seriously, 1080p on my computer against 4K on my PS4 Pro. 4K on my PS4 Pro. It looks so much better.
Case in point of Borderlands 3 was one of the first games on console that had resolution and FPS mode. Options in the settings.
Neo was first.
I said one of the first.
Yeah, Neo had it back in like
2015. Yeah, Neo did. But it really wasn't that noticeable.
No, it wasn't.
On there. Borderlands 3 had a clear difference between FPS and resolution mode. A very clear difference. Like, even the art style was slightly different. And FPS mode, in my opinion, looked way better than resolution mode. Even on the PS4 Pro, way better.
Another thing that's cracking me up with these the new console versus the new hardware of the PC debate is that from what I've read, ray tracing in these new consoles, every fanboy wants to bring up these consoles have ray tracing. Dude, from what I've seen, ray tracing rapes the FPS of every single game.
Well, not a whole lot of games really even offer ray tracing at this time.
Exactly.
Like, the list is I would say it's no more than 20 games.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, what you were saying with Miles Morales a couple episodes. Like, it was just getting so much more frames once you turn ray tracing off. Dude, I turned ray tracing off when I was playing Cold War. I was only getting, like, an extra 20 frames. So, my card handles ray tracing phenomenally. Since I'm only getting an extra, like, 20 frames.
Yeah, and same with me on Cold War with mine. Turning off ray tracing, it was a very low boost in frames.
Yeah, so our 30 series cards are handling ray tracing phenomenal. But wait a minute, hold on. Console fanboys don't want to talk about new cards, though. They want to talk about the old generation of cards.
which I would still think the 2080 Ti will still handle the ray tracing better.
Yeah, I cannot... The argument that these new consoles are as powerful as a 2080 Ti is baffling to me. That a console, a $500 console, can stand up to a $1,500 graphics card.
Now, one thing I am curious to see is how well the KF console is gonna
KFC. Be.
KFC. If you guys didn't know, when the new consoles were properly unveiled last year,
we all thought it was a joke.
KFC came out and said that they're making a console, the KF console. It was a joke.
Wasn't it MSI or Gigabyte that they teamed up with?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's MSI. They've partnered up with MSI, and as of a couple weeks ago, they've confirmed, no, this is actually a real thing. We weren't joking, guys. And it's supposed to have 4K at 240
frames.
Like, so when you break it down, it's really not a console. It's a PC.
I heard that it also gets hot enough to cook chicken.
That's part of its cooling system, is that it has a compartment down at the bottom, and it's not a chicken cooker, it's a chicken warmer.
Yes.
So you go to KFC, you get you a nice bucket of extra crispy, and then while you're playing your game, you throw it in your
I'm
little
done. Console. I'm done. Just keep talking. I'm done.
But it's so goofy. But they haven't put out a price point on that either.
I'm so done.
He's so done. Like he can't even sit upright. He has to lay down.
I'm done. I'm done with this industry, I'm done with this hobby, I'm done. Fuck it, I'm done. KFC broke me.
But I mean, you have to applaud them for trying. If it goes out to be successful, like you kind of got to give them credit where the credit's due.
I mean, it's kind of just a massive finger to the face for Sony and Microsoft. This is their first
console.
And
actually, did you know that actually KFC is actually worth more than Microsoft is? Yeah, like their stock, like their the company itself is worth more.
Look
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, you bring up the Microsoft number. I'll bring up the KFC number.
Microsoft's like 1.5 trillion. I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think it's that. Or it might be worth more than Sony. I know it's definitely worth more than Sony.
All right, say yours.
All right, so KFC is roughly worth $8.5 billion.
Oh, yeah, Microsoft's got it fucking beat.
Where are you sitting at? 44 trillion? Or net income is 44.3 billion. Yeah. Because it got 26.2 billion in sales last year.
Yeah, no, Microsoft's worth like five of those.
Yeah. Okay. So it was Sony that it was worth more.
Public company is valued at over $1 trillion.
No, because Sony's worth right now is saying at 128.69 billion dollars.
Yeah.
Which last I checked, it was barely over. Barely, like, it's like 6 billion. Huh. Weird. I guess when I looked it up last, I got some weird numbers. Wow. Just in September of 2020, Sony Japan net income was $459.63 billion.
Yep.
Whoa, what happened?
Ah! I locked my phone. But Sony's yeah. Huh. Microsoft's still worth over $1 trillion, dude, so there's no way KFC was worth it. I don't even know who owns KFC now.
I don't remember.
But anyway, them making that console, that's fucking amazing. What if it's got like 230/90s in it?
Well, I know that they were coming out. It has its own custom NVIDIA graphics card in there.
Yeah, it's gonna probably be like $5,000, right?
I mean, I'll see if I can get my hands on one of them. just because.
Just because it's like a $10,000 computer.
Let's see if I can if they put out a price point yet.
That'd be hilarious. But
and it's and they partnered with Cooler Master.
What were you even talking about? We were talking about like our transition into game PC gaming, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we're talking about KFC chicken.
Oh, it's got 2 Seagate Barracuda 1 TB SSDs in it. VR ready, ray tracing, 240 FPS, 4K TV gaming. So yeah, it's got partners with. Apparently, KFC has came out with their own KFC gaming division. Like it literally on their little things.
I'm getting flashbacks to when the 360 days where there was the Burger King games coming out.
Oh yeah,
you remember those?
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting right now.
Sneak King, shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Dirtbat King or something like that.
Yeah, Pocket Bike Racers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, good times.
But
good
yeah, so it's KFC gaming, Cooler Master, which that's how I have my radiator water cooling kit through.
Yeah.
Asus and Seagate.
Asus is who what graphics card I've got.
Yeah. So. There's no additional details on it. Oh, wait, what is this? It's got a Core i9 ninth generation.
Okay, so it's definitely going to be a PC.
Yeah, at the heart of it, the beast is an Intel Nook 9 Extreme Compute element.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, custom cooling. Yeah, it's so far there's no price point.
I guarantee you it's going to be at least $5,000.
Rumor price of the console is around two grand.
Oh, damn, nice. Uh-huh. It weren't as bad as I thought it'd be.
But that is a figure guess by industry experts, as the console could be a limited release, and that is coming from Tech Times.
If it's going to be a limited release, then it's going to be fucking like 10 grand by the end of the month that it releases.
Yeah, with people on the secondhand market.
Yep, which we're going to talk about that next.
Yep, but before we get into that, I think it's time for another break.
Yeah.
I kind of need to stretch my legs out a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so.
In conclusion, guys, if you're wanting to get from console gaming into PC gaming, or just jump into PC gaming because you have nothing, just please give it a shot. Whether you buy your own, you do a pre-built, or you build your own, it's worth it, trust me.
Right, and there's upgrades that you can upgrade it at any point down the line.
Yeah.
So when we're just saying like, oh yeah, you can get a $500 computer that is on par with the PS5, and then you can upgrade it down the line.
Not on par with the PS5, it's not going to be $500.
I'm sorry, yeah, you're right. That's not what we said.
For the PS4.
Yeah. But you can build one at that, upgrade down the line, you're going to be better off. And you can do a slow transition, or you can do like me and just throw money at it, which I don't recommend doing because that hurts the pocketbook.
Yeah, no kidding. Or be like me, take out a small loan, get all the
$1 million.
Get all the fucking parts together. Then have your wife just glare at you as you build it. And then, you know, 6 months later, come down the road and go and see another graphics card that's like almost the same price as what you originally paid for the entire computer. And put it in there.
Yeah, or, you know, it'd be like me and already spent all that money on my computer before I met my wife. And then...
spend more.
Then, and she well knows how much I spent on the computer, and then I'm spending more money on
it. I believe you were talking about building a new computer at one point, and she looked at you, she was like, what is wrong with your computer? Is there anything wrong? I'm like, nothing. I would kill to have his computer. And you're just like, shut the fuck up.
I want to build it myself, damn it. But yeah, there's multiple routes you can go on it. Don't just immediately jump on the fucking bandwagon on Facebook. Facebook comments saying you gotta spend an exorbitant amount of money to have a good computer. That's just simply not.
I think a topic for another day is gonna be just straight up like PC gaming myths that we're gonna have to debunk.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that, but I think we can do that. We'll have to do that with a guest.
Yeah, somebody who isn't really into the PC gaming thing that has heard nothing but PC gaming rumors,
or
we can debunk.
We can do a double guest. Have our ginger friend and our twitchy friend, who both of them just transitioned into PC gaming. Yeah.
Well, we are going to go see our ginger friend here soon.
Exactly. So, after he gets his nice little upgrades, we can fling back. So, all right, we're rambling on. We'll be right back, and we'll wrap this whole thing up.
All right, we will talk to you guys here in a minute.
All right,
bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Clueless Podcast. I'm your host, Zeno.
And I'm Shadow. And we're now breaking down to our third and final segment of this week's episode.
Which is going
to
be a little less, speculation, a little bit more of reporting this time.
Yeah, which, I mean, we've kind of got away from in the last few episodes, but this is what we initially signed on to do anyway.
Right. So the topic that we're going to talk about today, or right now, is going to be the whole graphics cards. I don't want to say really debacle, but like, it's kind of a debacle.
Yeah, and it's kind of, in some ways, it's like in the same category as the new consoles debacle, and in some ways different.
Yeah, to give a little bit of backstory, the new graphics cards was announced, what, September?
Fall. It was like the fall.
Yeah, it was like right before fall, and they came out, I'm pretty sure the first one was the 3090 came out like late September. And then the 3080 and the 3090 came out October.
So I think you mean the 3080 and 3070.
3080 and 3070, my bad. The 3070 came out, I think it was like October 27th that got pushed back.
I think the 3070 came out in November. I think it got pushed back to November.
Yeah, so it was basically quarter three going into quarter four, or it might have been quarter four last year.
Yeah, it was going into quarter four.
They came out, and we all knew that their prices were
stupidly low for what you're getting.
Absolutely, like, such a deal, and their quantity that they were releasing them in was also stupidly low.
And you can pull that back, like when I said that there's similarities to the console launches. The console launches, for what you're getting in the consoles, the price for them was kind of pretty low.
Yeah.
And the quantities was also really low with how much they came out with, and still are
in comparison to their demand. Their quantities of release was actually pretty good, but in comparison to the demand, it was stupidly low. People are now still constantly complaining about never being able to get them. But these graphics cards were even more so stupidly low compared to their demand. Because the store that we go to frequently for the computer parts, I overheard one of their employees saying that on the launch of the 3090, which was the first one, they only had 10 in stock.
Which is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, there were people who were lined up the day before, like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, trying to get one of these.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how, like, Even if with the projection numbers, to only give such a high reputable computer parts store
only 10
at launch.
Yeah. Like, this is a computer store that's, we're not going to mention it because we just don't want to mention it. But, like, YouTubers have mentioned it in, like, multiple different videos. There's been several different, like, builds, YouTube computer builders that, like, constantly say they get their parts from this store. So, like, how in the world could, like, this store be getting only 10 on day one? You would expect them to at least have 100.
Yeah, at least. At the very least.
Yeah. So, even now going into 2021, in January, I mean, they are consistently releasing or getting more and more cards out. They're still not anywhere near to demand, because I tried 3 times to acquire one of these cards. The first time, there was only like, I think like 12 of them out of the 30, 60, 70, 80, and 90. At the store, and the second time there was only one 3090, and it was an open box one. My third time that I went, I saw that the day before they had like 15 of these cards, which was really good compared to what they normally have. And the day that I actually went and acquired my 3070, they only had 6 3070s.
Right, and it's like the day I got my 3060 Ti, I wasn't even looking to get it because I had put all kind of hope out of getting one. Just, I got rid of that hope completely.
Now look at us.
And then I went and just happened to look, and this was mid to late afternoon.
Yeah, it was like 1:30, 2 o'clock when you called.
I think it was like 3.
Yeah.
Like closer to 3 o'clock. And they open at, what, 11 o'clock?
10 o'clock throughout the weekday.
Yeah, they open at 10 o'clock. And
yeah, how that was not bought out is...
No.
It blows my mind.
Exactly, because I got the only 3060 Ti that they had, and they had 3 3070s in stock, and nobody was even going anywhere near the graphics card section.
Yeah, because the day that I went, I got mine, literally, it was one guy, or a couple guys in front of me got a 3070, I got a 3070, and then two guys behind me got a 3070. They were completely sold out.
Right, it's like, no, when I went, nobody was, and again, I said, I wasn't even trying to get one. I just happened to walk by, and they had it, and no one was going. Now, fast forward a few weeks, now the prices of them have shot up.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, all, first it started off with Asus. They were reporting, which is the card that I have. The card that I bought was originally $540-ish. Well, they shot the price up $100 just for MSRP because of the demand. And then obviously there was a 25% tax hike, so it brought it up to $690. All Asus cards are being shot up $100, even the 3060 Ti. We were seeing some for Micro Center that I sent Shadow a screenshot of, and they were, well, some of them were over $600.
I thought that was New Egg that you were...
No, that was Micro Center.
Oh. Well,
that was the computer store.
But regardless, the... like my card. My card is one of those brands that you don't really hear about. It's Zotac Gaming.
Yeah, it's one of the... Not, I don't want to say it's a lesser card, but it's a lesser known card for
because,
sure.
Because it's not... It's, you literally just get what you're getting. You're just there's no added flair.
There's no overclocking.
There's overclocking, but it's not fully unlocked.
There's not stock overclocking.
Yeah, there's no stock.
Yeah, it doesn't come overclocked. See, my card comes not completely overclocked, but fairly overclocked.
And there's no RGBs at all. Not even like a little LED for the name. There's none. It's literally you just get what the hardware. That's it. Which there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not.
But as majority of the PC players, we like our RGB everything.
Case in point, at my computer that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, we like our RGB everything. And I kind of took. So I'm gonna step back for a little bit and give it a little insight. So I've also made a little recent purchase while I was a little inebriated, to say the least. And I have a big love for RGB to the point where I have like the LED strips around my ceiling. I got the two little LED towers behind my monitors casting into the corner. My entire PC is that. I have LED strips behind my TV for it. Well, I took my love for RGB even further. I now have a RGB shower head. Yeah.
I'm not even going to comment on that one.
The cool part of it, though, is the LEDs in there, they're water-powered. There's no batteries.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you can see it in the shower head that it's the water spins around the top and it activates the lights.
I'm coming over and saying that in your house, I'm definitely taking a shower.
And they're actually as bright as your computer right here.
I need to see this.
I've never showered without the lights on, though, so to really get a full effect. Yeah. But even in there, it's really fucking cool.
Do it with your shower beer.
Anyway. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so we just really gave a little bit of backstory to understand, like, so you guys have a full picture and grasp of, like, the scarcity of these cards. I mean, there's still people who are, like, paying scalper prices because they want these cards so badly. I mean, these cards are fantastic.
Right, because, like, my Zotac Gaming 3060 Ti... After my 2-year protection plan, I spent $560.
After my 2-year protection plan, I paid $775 for my 3070.
So I was fortunate enough to get one at like its actual price range.
Yeah, before the price hike.
And even you got even a slightly price hike, and you still got way more for your value for how much you paid for.
Oh yeah,
the value of the car, you got way more for the dollar amount.
In case anybody isn't aware, the price or the performance comparison of his 3060 Ti, which he paid $550 for, is comparable to, isn't like $1,000 or like $900 2080 Super,
something like that.
Yeah,
it's
comparable to a car twice its price, but even better because it's got better ray tracing capabilities. Now, my card is a little bit better than that. It is comparable to the 2080 Ti, which was one of the absolute top cards of the 20 series.
Mm-hmm.
And even better, especially with ray tracing in a lot of games. And like I said, I paid half of that because it's a $1,500, $1,600 card. So we got absolute freaking steals and fucking values in these cards.
But with that being said, we've already seen one price hike. And you can only imagine that throughout the rest of this year, the price is just going to continuously going up.
Oh yeah, EVGA and one, I can't remember what other company it was, and I don't remember if it was MSI or Gigabyte, but EVGA and one other company have already said that their cards are already spiking in price. I already saw that they had the 25% tariff on them added on there, which that was an extra $60-$70, and I heard, read another report saying that they're going to increase their price even further beyond that to meet what I'm assuming is Asus's price hike, just because these cards are worth that. They're worth far more than what they're even price hiking them to, so they really have a right to be getting the, their most bang out of their buck for these cards, you know.
And, you know, as consumers, we can sit here and complain that, you know, the prices are going up and going up.
Because obviously you don't want to have to pay more money if you don't have to.
But from a realistic standpoint, you really can't, you still really can't argue with the value.
That these aren't, these price hikes aren't warranted.
Like, take my card. I can easily see myself, like, paying $1,000 for the card.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Same with mine. I mean,
just for the quality of the card.
Hell, we could probably go out there on put the, our cards on eBay and easily get $1,000 out of them.
Used.
Yeah.
No used. Box.
Yeah, they, somebody would pay that because there is the market has set their intrinsic value at that price. So
it's like I just sold one of my 1080 Ti's at my EVGA FT. GTX 1080 Ti FTW 3. That is a fucking mouthful to say. But I just sold one of those after I got my 3060 Ti. Right now, brand new, it's still valued at $1,200. I just sold mine for $560 used without a box because the market demand is there.
Which we speculated like the 10 series and the 20 series were going to go down in price, but the exact opposite is happening because of how much demand there are. That was the furnace. My apologies if you can hear the furnace. But because there is such a demand for the 10 series cards and the 20 series cards, you cannot find either of these series cards anywhere. You can find like 1050 Ti's, but you cannot find 1080s, you cannot find 1070s, you cannot find 1080 Ti's, you cannot find 2060s, 2070s, 2080s. You cannot find these cards anywhere.
And, I mean, that's also... I think people are buying up all those those cards in such quantities like that is part of it is because the demand for the 30 series is there, so nobody can get their hands on those, so they're forced.
People are settling.
They're forced to buy those cards.
Yeah.
At the higher prices. But then, at the same time, people are buying them in masses and starting to use them as crypto mining machines.
Right. With the way we're not going to get into it, but the way the political atmosphere is right now, a lot of, like, business people, a lot of, like, more affluent people are starting to abandon the faith in the American dollar and putting their faith in crypto mining. So there are companies that are buying 30 series, 20 series, 10 series by the pallets to start warehouses full of crypto mining, like, rigs, and it's... That's disgusting, yeah. In my opinion. It really is.
And, you know, I was actually looking, scrolling through Facebook, and then, you know, how you always get them Wish ads. I saw a crypto mining cart with full of, I think it was 2060s, if not higher than that, full of them, like at least 10 cards and a couple of power supplies. They were selling on there for a couple $100.
Speaking of 2060s, my 2060 KO on Newegg right now is like $1,600.
Right, and it's just, like, now keeping in mind this was Wish, so you're obviously not going to get what you're paying for.
Obviously.
But the fact that people are selling crypto mining kits is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, like, that's just one of the things that's really hurting the whole, like, supply for the demand. And I want to say that it's really NVIDIA and all the, you know, graphics card companies. Keep in mind, we've only talked about NVIDIA, but it's also happening with AMD as well. So keep that in mind. But, like, I feel a lot of people want to say that it's NVIDIA and that it's AMD really creating a kind of artificial scarcity for these cards, when it's really not the case, because NVIDIA's delivering cards every single day to manufacturers. They really are.
They're trying to get them out as fast as they fucking can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I know 15 cards a day doesn't really sound like a whole lot, but, like, when, you know, in an area like our area where PC gaming isn't the, you know, peak that it is, that's a pretty good amount. But it's just the fact that, you know, bots are constantly swiping these cards up to be scalped or for mining situations.
Yeah, and, you know, it also doesn't help with... We're still in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. So manufacturing has went down.
Yes, and also manufacturing has gone down, but the demand has skyrocketed because everybody's trying to stay indoors, and how are they going to, you know, keep themselves entertained other than, you know, constantly jerking off. Play video games. And a lot of people who are console only have switched over to PC because what else are they going to do?
Yeah, and you got so many people switching over, so therefore there's part of the people that are just settling for those lower cards, making them extremely scarce.
Also, a lot of people who I know that have straight up wanted, like, the PlayStation 5 or the Xbox Series X, they have settled for building themselves like a $500, $600, $700 rig just simply because it's something that will play newer games that are coming out, but so they don't have to wait for a PS5 or an Xbox Series X. Yeah. That's also hitting the supply and demand too.
Yeah, and so that way they don't have to meet the scalper's prices, which I haven't looked to see what a scalper's price is for these new cards, but the consoles you're seeing at the very low end, $800.
Typically what I've seen is take a 3060 and bump it up to a 3080's MSRP.
So not a too heavily high of a price hike.
Typically a couple hundred extra dollars. So like the 3060, I've seen people, this is before the price hike, the 3060 I've seen people selling it for $600, $700. 3070 I've seen people sell it for $800, $900. 3080 I've seen people sell it for $1,200. 3090 I've seen people sell it all the way up for $2,500.
Take the 3090 out of the equation.
Yeah, that's not needed just at all.
Take that out of the equation. But all the other cards, really can't argue the price on them.
You really can't, just because what you're getting.
It's not fair.
Even the 3070 that I got, it's definitely worth every bit of $1,500.
Yeah, like it's not fair for like the average consumer that they have to go through that kind of market to get one.
Yeah.
But for the price, still can't complain.
Yeah. It sucks because, like, you know, you could be getting it for this price, but you're being forced to pay this price. But, like, it's really not like you're not getting... I mean, like, his card alone, it's not the lowest tier of the 30 series, but it's the second lowest tier that because there's something else that just got out, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. But, like, it's still worth even $1,000 to $1,200.
It outperforms my 1080 Ti's.
Yeah, it's worth every penny of that, without a doubt. My card, it's still worth the $1,500, $1,600, every penny of that. So you can't really complain too much if you have to pay $800, $900 for this $400 card, because you're still getting the performance of cards that are worth three times as much the generation before.
Uh-huh.
It was an absolute mind-blowing event that they put these cards with so low. And I personally think NVIDIA knew what they were doing to create or justify, not really create, but to justify them having their prices up later.
Okay, so with that being said, what is your take on AMD on their side of things? You know, because I think personally that they put their price, the AMD is always a better value for the price.
Yeah, for dollar per dollar, their cards typically are the better value.
But they went and actually undercut NVIDIA's prices for the most part.
Not anymore.
That's why I said when they announced it, they undercut them. So what is your take on AMD doing that?
Well,
because you can't imagine both of them did the same thing.
Here's the thing with the AMD cards. They met the price point and the performance point of the 3080 and the 3090 and undercut them, like you said. They barely undercut the 3080 by $50 and made a better card. They barely undercut the 3090 for the 6900X T or the 6900, and, you know, it was a fairly good value to performance. The 6900XT, I stand by my statement saying that is the most best for value, high tier card out there. It outperforms the 3090, it outperforms the, might not outperform the 3090, but it outperforms the 3080 by a wide margin. The 6800 XT also outperforms the 3080, which is slightly cheaper. The 6800 is more expensive than the 3070, which only gives like an additional like 10 extra frames. And there are some games where the 3070 outperforms the 6800.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but really?
We had Chinese. Move on.
I know. I can't complain. That was part of our break.
just keep talking.
All right. But so with that being said, like, because I obviously don't know AMD very well.
I think at the start, AMD, you were better off, in my opinion, going with an AMD card over an NVIDIA card for just simply value's sake.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, you're saying that some of their cards are outperforming the NVIDIA cards, but where does AMD lie when it comes to ray tracing?
Okay, so from what I've seen in testing on multiple YouTubers and read on, their ray tracing does not hold up to NVIDIA's ray tracing.
I didn't think it would.
If it's a heavily demanding ray tracing game, the 3080 basically matched the frame rates. So, and also the thermals of the 30 series, from what I saw, were doing better too.
Okay.
Still, though, I gotta say, for what you were pricing them at, I mean, a 6800 XT being $50 cheaper, getting almost the exact same performance as the 3080, I can't say that that's not a better value.
No.
But I personally would have still went with a 3080.
Well, especially because ray tracing's really still not really a big thing right now.
Exactly. So, at first, AMD definitely was the better value, in my opinion. But with these price hikes, it seems like, to me at least, I mean, the 6800 was $200 more than my 3070. And it was only an additional 10, maybe 15 frames per second. Yeah, they shot the 6800, the AMD cards through the roof.
Wow.
Adding an additional couple $100 onto their price. I think the 6900 XT, which was their answer to the 3090, I think I saw that one at like $1,400.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, now you're better off going with the fucking 3070s or the 3070
and
cards.
You know what I think is funny is that no one really, like, if you go on to, like, comment sections of different pages and stuff, no one really talks about the AMD cards. The entire focus is the 30 series.
Yeah, everybody wants the 30 series cards, which I think it's just among the lines of the stigma of AMD's. If you're going AMD, everybody wants to go AMD for the lower tier cards. If you're going for the cheaper cards, the $1 to $500 range, typically, unless you can get a 3060 under $500, then you're better off going AMD. But if you want the higher tier cards, NVIDIA has always had their market in the higher tier cards.
Well, right, but I mean, the AMD's new card series kind of broke that stigma.
Not really, because I mean, I consider over $500 to be more of the higher tier cards.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the kind of performance that they're putting out is matching, if not surpassing, NVIDIA on their higher tier cards. So I'm saying, like, they're probably...
Oh, you're talking AMD.
Yes.
Yes, that is very true. Yeah, AMD's kind of doing better, in my opinion, at least from what I've seen, on the higher tier cards.
Well, all around, AMD over the last couple years have been really coming yeah. out. Like, they've matched Intel with their CPUs.
The issue is, though, like, going from AMD to NVIDIA, in my opinion, is the price to performance. Initially, if you got an AMD card for 580, you got a 6800 instead of a 3070, the 6800, in my opinion, was better value. It got you an additional 10 to 15 frames, but now that it's over $800, I mean, the 3070 is staying around $600 to $700, I mean, you're better off sticking with a 3070 because of that price to performance.
Right.
I don't think paying an extra $150, $200 for an additional 10 frames is really worth it. If you think it is, that's
why I didn't initially jump on the 3070 when I could have, was yeah. because, you know, the margin of performance difference between the 3060 Ti and the 3070 isn't all that much. It's like 15 to 20%.
Yeah, it's about 15-20%. But there's also some other factors that do make the 3070 better.
There is, but when it's literally just for my, like, me spending the money yeah. at that time, it's yeah. I couldn't justify it.
The 3060 Ti is definitely a fantastic card, especially for the price that you got it at. I'm never going to knock the 3060 Ti series. And this isn't just me trying to justify my own purchase from a 3070. I personally think it's... I'm in a disagreement with every single YouTuber of parts, computer parts, I've seen. They all say the 3070 is a waste of money. If you want to get a good card for its price, go with the 3060 Ti. If you want to get a good card, spending a bit of money, go for the 3080. I think the 3070 is a nice, sweet spot. Linus Tech Tips, he is the only YouTuber who agrees with me. The 3070 is in a perfect spot of price to performance, because you're getting the performance of a 2080 Ti, a $1,600 graphics card, for $600.
I would even put it as a little bit more than a 2080 Ti.
Oh, yeah.
Simply because it's ray tracing.
Oh, yeah, it's ray tracing. Oh, yeah. That was another thing we should have brought up for these 30 series cards. When we both take ray tracing off of a game like Cold War, we're only losing an additional, like, 10 frames, 10, 15 frames while adding ray tracing.
That and, like when I was saying about the performance margin, when you got your ray tracing on, everything on max settings, you're at, you run consistently around like 110 frames, right?
Yeah, any it dips obviously like any card does.
Yeah.
But it, the lowest I've seen it be is like 90-ish, and the highest I've seen is about 110, 115.
Yeah, and mine with everything, with ray tracing on at max settings on 1440p, it the lowest I've ever seen it was 88 frames, with the highest of being like 105.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying like the marginal, the
But the thing is though,
That's just the only game that we've played together, like, at the same, not together, yeah. But the only game that we both played and has seen our own benchmarks on.
But the other thing you've got to also realize is your card, you've told me that its thermals gets up high. My card has not gone above 60.
Well, it's not even that, just that, but my 1080 Ti's were the exact same way, yeah. Too. And see, my 1080 Ti's had three fucking fans on them.
Well, in some way, the fans that are the issue is the other thing. That I what made me justify the 3070 over the 3060 Ti is that, I mean, if you can, like, see right here in the middle of the 3070, that's pure fucking aluminum heatsink right there. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. The 3070's heatsink is probably bigger than the 3060 Ti.
Oh, I guarantee it, because my card is two-thirds of the size.
Yeah, this is the box it came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the box my 2060 KO.
Yeah, the exact same size. Your 2060 KO is the exact same size as my 3060 Ti.
So the thing is that I'm saying is we might actually be seeing similar performance on every game, maybe a 10%, 15% differences, but if you're going to go with 3070, you're going to be getting better thermals, you might even, which could in turn add for a better lifespan. I'm not trying to like tell you not to.
No. I agree. Like what I'm getting right now, I pretty much Cold War is the only game that I've ever seen temperatures like that.
Yeah.
But if I was to play Cold War regularly with the 3060 Ti or hell even my 1080 Ti, because it was getting up in those extreme temperatures, I would have to add water cooling to my graphics cards.
Yeah. See, that's just another thing that's really, like, I'm absolutely loving about these cards, is just, like, the value of performance that we're both getting. Like you said, a 2080 Super for yours, a 2080 Ti for mine, it's such a good value to performance. And, like, I know for a fact, even though yours was only, like, a $450 card, you're going to be able to play any game with that card for the next 3 or 4 years.
Easily,
100%, and that's... So, I don't want to say that this is the best time, this is the worst time to build a computer because of the graphic card margin market, but if you can actually get one of these cards,
even on a MSR, scalp, even on a
slight scalp, if you can get this, yeah. I mean, the value you're getting at the computer, this is a $1,500 computer rig right here. And I guarantee you, when the 20 series came out, this would have been $3,000 or $4,000.
Easy.
So, I can't really tell people not to build a computer, but, like, I understand why people are hesitant right now to do it.
Well, with that being said, NVIDIA did just come out and announce the RTX 3060.
Yes, and that card...
For, what'd you say, it was 350?
330.
330.
If you're wanting to build an actual budget system, I cannot explain to you enough how great of a value this card is. I mean, if we're talking about, if it follows the trend of the 3060 Ti, 3070, 3080, and 3090, if it is even at bare minimum the power quality of a 1080 or a 1080 Ti for $330, that is mind-blowing.
It absolutely is.
And also the amount of VRAM it has is 12 gigabytes.
12 gigabytes of GDDR6.
Yes. It's the 192-bit one, which is slower than the other cards, but... That's still a ton of fucking VRAM.
Which, honestly, you really don't need that much VRAM for most games.
No, you don't. But the thing is, though, like, with that amount of VRAM, the longevity of this card...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to spend the next 6-7 years with this card.
Oh, definitely.
So...
Definitely. Like, how much VRAM do you have?
8.
Yeah, that's how much I have in mind. Yeah.
Your card is basically just a shaved-down version of mine.
I mean, if you really look at it like that. And then my 1080 Ti has 11.
Yeah.
But that's GDDR5.
Yeah. So, like, even with just the look and the type of VRAM it is, it's going to be at least a 1080 Ti.
Mm-hmm.
For the price of $330. That's the price that was my 2060 KO. That means you could build a computer with the power of a 1080 Ti for roughly $700-$900. And you've got a computer that's going to last you for 5 years.
At a minimum of 5 years.
Exactly. I mean, we do not speculate that this price is going to stay this way.
Oh, no. If the trends have been, it was going to keep going in the way that it is, probably by the end of the year, the base 3060, I would say, would be up to probably around $750.
Which, again, still, that's a steal for it.
Oh, I'm not disputing that, but that's a $400 increase.
It is, but that's still, it's still every bit worth that, mm-hmm. 100%. They also have been constant rumors of the 3080 Ti
circulating. Which I saw these rumors way back at in mid-December of 2020.
Yeah.
With rumors that it would come out in late February along the same time of the 3060. But NVIDIA has suspended the release date to that indefinitely.
Yeah, as of right now, they're indefinitely
halted.
Yeah, so we don't know if they're even going to come out this year or when they're actually going to come out. They might randomly pop up and be like, hey, we're going to drop them just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, they could shadow drop them.
Yeah, we're expecting the price to be anywhere between $900 to $1,100.
Personally, I don't feel like they even need to come out with the 3080 Ti. But at the same time, it's still with that price point,
which is weird to me because the 3090 isn't even that much better than the 3080. So with the trend of the Ti series, is it gonna eclipse the 3090?
And then for that low of a price compared to the 3090,
because the 3090 is obviously not intended really for gamers. All that extra VRAM is mostly intended for, like, people who do, like...
Graphic design,
animation, stuff like that. Yeah. So, like, what's the point of bringing out a 3080 Ti if it's going to be better than a 3090 for gaming? Like, I just don't understand.
Like, I don't either. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But also, that goes back to what I was saying on the phone yesterday, is, like, how much farther can can video cards really go?
I 100% think that this decade, we're going to plateau.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's going to be like, we're going to have to fully dive into virtual reality with, like, full dive technology where your consciousness gets put in there.
I don't think we're ever going to get that far. But
no, I think we will, but maybe when we're old and decrepit. But, I mean, as far as video technology, outside of holograms, how much farther can it go?
Exactly, yeah. I don't know.
Because, I mean, studies have shown that the human eye can't really process, on a general spectrum, can't really process the difference between 1080p and 4K, and they can't really comprehend frame rates over 120.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really know. Like I said, I really feel like that video game graphics have really reached their peak, at least for what technology we have right now. Because you've got some games that are just straight up... they look so lifelike.
I know. But it's like our own ocular devices. Are we going to be able to get to a point where we can somehow enhance our actual vision to see these?
Probably.
But that's about the only way that they really can justify going farther.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to just wait and see on that one.
I know.
But guys, yeah, that's kind of our take on, like, the whole, like, scalping. Like, honestly, like, if you scalp, I can't really tell you not to, because, like, chase that bag, you know, like, get that money. But, like, come on, guys.
Well, for scalping on the video cards, I can't harp too much because they're not outrageously pricing them. But for people scalping, like, the consoles, that one, charging over $1,000, that one I kind of damn.
Yeah.
But the cards... Even at a scalping price, you're still gonna get value. So I really can't harp it on them. It's just for regular consumers, it's a little bit unfair. But it is what it is.
I mean, I was willing to pay if I had the money to do it, and I had the okay from the wife. I would have been willing to pay $700-$800 for a 3080. I wouldn't have been happy about it because that would have been a 3080 price here, but I could see just how well the performance is, it being justifiable. So.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, for a consumer, it's not really fair because it limits the amount, their ability to get their hands on it, but for the price point, I can't harp on them for it.
Right. Like, if you guys can snag one of these cards for your rig, I would definitely say grab it. They're worth it. If not, then that's understandable. But anything else you want to add to this?
No, that's about all that I think we have time for this week. We've hit on several stuff, like our little bit of journeys into our own transition into PC gaming. We've talked about the price hike, and about the new graphics cards, which we've been alluding to in our last couple episodes, but our focus has been more primarily on the new consoles, because either way you look at it, consoles still have more of a limelight than computers do at this point in time.
Oh yeah, even it's not literally just gamers in general, it's developers, publishers, everything. Yeah. Everybody is more focused on consoles because consoles is the more broader general audience. That's right. Why games are 100% more optimized for consoles rather than PC.
Right. But PC gaming is on the rise. It's definitely on the rise.
It's been a steady rise for the past decade, but this year with COVID-19 it has shot.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you can really see, you can even see it in just the two of us. We were consoles. We got our hands on PCs, as we said. Took me a little bit longer to really get into it, but I'm not going back. That's the way it is. And I think the longer time goes on, that's how more players are going
to
be.
Oh yeah. For a little bit of evidence to why we're seeing this way, Sony has said multiple times that they want to bring their own IPs, their exclusives to PC, and I don't know exactly how true it is, but I've read it from multiple different sources. There is a serious increase in PC gaming in Japan alone.
Oh, yeah.
And Sony being a Japanese...
Yeah. Japanese-owned, yeah.
Yeah. A Japanese company in their homeland sees that, and they're thinking, well, if we can make more money by porting these games over to PC, then that's just money to be made.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't think they're going to be direct ports to them. Just given how Sony is, I think Sony is going to come out with their own launcher on PC.
Kind of like the Game Pass. Yes. would like to see that. If they're not going to port the games, I would actually like to see a launcher like Game Pass I can download them and play them.
We have seen Sony exclusive go to Steam. You had Neo, then you had Horizon Zero Dawn.
Then Death Stranding.
Exactly. So it could just port them to Steam, but just knowing how Sony is and they actually want to get into the PC market, I can totally see them developing their own launcher on PC.
There was actually an article, I didn't read it myself, but I did read the title of it, saying they were wanting to give a response to Game Pass. Personally, I always thought that was PlayStation Now.
Right.
But if they're not considering that to be their response to Game Pass, then that means they must be developing their own thing.
Well, honestly, it really wouldn't be a response to Game Pass, PlayStation Now speaking, because PlayStation Now came out first. Xbox Game Pass would more be a response to PlayStation Now. As we've seen, they even with the work that they've done to PlayStation Now, it's still not even close to being as good as Xbox Game Pass. Now, if they come out with a response to that, to Xbox Game Pass, do away with PlayStation Now, and do it on PC, I think they're going to make a lot more money.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, we could probably dive into that at a later time. We're running out of time here, so we need to wrap this up.
Alright, so there's not really much else for me to discuss. Wow, we have been talking about the graphics card for a while.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So, anything else you want to add?
Nothing. We just, from the bottom of both of our hearts, for those of you that go out of your way and support us, we thank you. We hope that you continue to support us. Anyone that is joining us for our journey, make sure to give us a like, a follow on your various platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcast, our base where all of our recordings come out of, Anchor. Follow us on Facebook at The Clueless Streamer. Our own Twitch handles that we have. I'm Shadow McKeon.
I think it's Xeno Gaming 2014.
Yeah, Xeno Gaming 2014.
I'm not on Twitch that often, but I'm gonna try to change that.
Yeah, we're both gonna try to get more active, and especially with the longer we're doing this, the more excited we are to get back into streaming. Our Facebook page, The Clueless Streamer, is gonna be more active.
Yeah.
We're just thankful all around for those that continue to support us and our new supporters.
Yes.
So we have been we've been doing this for a couple weeks on our relaunch. Our whole brand has been around for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So the longer we do this, the more content we're going to be given. But the only thing that we ask is to give us a like and then just give us some input.
Yeah, if you got any critical feedback for us, we would love to actually hear some of it. Whether it's a message, whether it's a comment on it, whatever. Just give us some kind of feedback if you'd like.
Yeah, good or bad, doesn't matter.
Like, hell, I just got some from somebody who just started listening to us.
Yeah, if it's good feedback, if it's like negative feedback, doesn't matter. Give it to us. We appreciate every bit of it. And then we'll continue to strive and make things better for you guys, the listeners.
Yeah.
So, with that, I'm Shadow.
I'm Zena.
This has been a Clueless Podcast, and we will see you here next week.
Goodbye.
And stay clueless.
Stay clueless.